Hello.
Hi, Nicole. This is Sarah with Family First. I know you had
Hi,
spoken
Sarah.
with Monica this morning. I just wanted to let you know that I do have an aide that's ready to work with you on the
Oh,
weekends.
nice. Okay.
Her name is
Will she need to
Paget.
be training, huh?
No, she's already compliant, so as soon as we get the auth, she's ready to go. But
Okay.
I usually do a three-way phone interview with the caregiver and the patient. Is the patient able to do that, or would you want
Yeah,
to do
he's
it?
right here.
Oh,
He's right
perfect.
here.
Perfect. Maybe we could go get on speaker.
Yep, I'm gonna put you on speaker right
All
now.
right, thank you.
Okay, he's here.
All right. Hi, Mr. Flynn. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, good. I have a caregiver who is interested in working with you on the weekends. Her name is Tajay, and I have her on the phone, so I'm going to add her to this call, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, hi, Tajay. So this is Mr. Flynn and his caregiver, Nicole. So you can
Okay.
go ahead and
Hi.
introduce yourselves, and I'm going to mute myself. You can just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Hi,
Hi.
Mr. Flynn. My name is Tajay Nunn.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Can you
So,
hear?
yeah, so I just want to
Okay.
confirm we have the schedule as weekends from 8 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. And I just, if you want to just tell her what the patient's needs are, because I don't
Okay.
really have a.
Yes, that's
All right.
fine.
Thank you.
David usually is ready by the time you get here. Sometimes he does run a little behind, but when you come in, you would just have to clean out his commode, which we put a bag in, a liner in. It's very simple. All you gotta do is take the bag out and then put a new bag in. He does have a vase that he uses as like a urinal that would need to be emptied. He has another vase upstairs in his room that would need to be emptied, and the same thing. Like whatever you're doing downstairs, you'll do again in his room.
Okay.
And then I do make him breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He usually has he knows what he wants. I usually make him eggs or something like that in the morning, or whatever he prefers, and then whatever he wants for lunch, also dinner. We are gonna start doing some meal planning for him, so it'll not right now, but eventually, so it'll just be easier just to like pop something in a microwave and just kind of go from there. Laundry needs to be done, housekeeping needs to be done. He's a really chilled person. he's really nice. He does like to talk, so just that communication with him and just like watching TV. And that's literally like it. You don't like have to change his brief or anything like that. He is continent, but incontinent at times, like when he has a UTI. But for the most part, like I don't do anything for him at all as far as like when it comes to like ADL things for him. I just do more like of the housekeeping, dusting, cleaning the bathroom, doing laundry, vacuuming, cleaning the kitchen. He is very clean, so like cleanliness is a big thing for him. So like cleaning out the refrigerator, stove, kitchen, microwave, like all of that stuff, like just making sure things are like clean, the air fryer, all that stuff. But
Okay.
it's literally an easy day. I love actually being here. I just can't do this 7 days a week because I don't have time to do anything for myself.
Yeah.
Or else I would just be here all the time. But he's literally like one of my favorite people, so just want to make sure whoever like comes in with him just treats him well and with respect. And like I said, he's very laid back. He does get frustrated at times, but it's not towards you. It's just that's just who he is. And it's not being on the phone a lot, and just kind of just paying attention to him and stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, it's a very chilled, laid back environment. But just making sure that you get all of you, the things that he needs you to do. I usually do those first thing in the morning. And then at nighttime, I deep clean the kitchen and do all that stuff.
Okay.
He does have a washer and dryer here. So anything that needs to be washed can definitely just go in a washer and dryer that's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So when I have to fill out everything for us to transfer over. So I'm going to actually do that today. And then I guess you'll probably start like soon after that.
Yeah, as soon as we get the authorization,
okay.
She's good to go, and we need to get you onboarded. I know Monica sent you out the documents already.
Yeah.
So we'll get that done over the weekend, and hopefully we'll be ready to go next week. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So everything's good. Everyone's happy here.
Does she have a car? Do you have a car?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, we usually run all of our errands during the week anyway, like his doctor's appointments and all that other stuff. We usually run like during the week. So, okay. Well, that, yeah. So he likes to rest Saturday and Sunday anyway. So, and
all
his
right.
son does come on the weekends too, for like 2 hours on either Saturday or Sunday. So you'll meet Sean as well.
So. Okay.
Other than that, we're good. All
right.
So if there's any questions, I guess you can give her like Dave's number and then just kind of go from there. But yeah, I think you'll really enjoy this. It's like one of my favorite places to be. So
that's so nice to hear.
Yeah. It's really nice. He'll make you laugh most of the day. So be prepared.
All right. Does anybody have any other questions?
No, she explained everything.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Mr. Flynn. I appreciate having you, and we will talk soon.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, I do have one more question.
Yeah.
So this is for the caretaker. Do you have, like, more availability, like, if I was to, like, because I do have, like, vacations and stuff that I have planned that I had already told the current agency that I'm with. Are you willing to pick up extra days?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So I guess, like, you and I will just exchange numbers once everything is, like, all said and done. Because I don't like to leave him here by himself, even though he can do everything. But I just like for someone to be here with him. So, we'll just exchange numbers, and then the days that I would, like, need off, then we'll just get those so that you would be able to cover those days.
Perfect. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.